I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just scream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too
intense.
Bobby
Parker, I assume he's going to come out to the microphones now and make a statement. Looks like the family is there. They're getting ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen in. Okay.
My name is Robbie Parker.
Hello. This is Rose Nyland. What?
That was pretty
I'm one of the winners of the publisher's clearinghouse. Ed McMahon wants to see me right away.
Fools. Who is this ghastly man?
Ace Ventura, pet detective. And you must be the Monopoly guy.
It has to be. It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be. It is Photoshopped, but it's
until
has
I
to
found
be.
This photo from Grandmere State Park. This is from Joshua Nowicki, and what you're seeing here is a mirage. We typically would not be able to see this from the Lake Michigan shore.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host Brian Stavely. Today, what we're doing is we're doing My Awakening, episode number 17. For those of you that aren't familiar with this, this is a series that we do. I interview various researchers in all different communities, and I get their personal story, their awakening story, their journey, and where it all started for them. Today, Ernest Pearson is my guest. Ernest, how you doing?
How you doing, man? I'm busy trying to get stuff all put together that I needed. Hopefully there's no audio feedback, and other than that, man, I'm doing as well as I can be.
Well, thank you for coming on, man. I really wanted to have you on because nice. Yeah, I really wanted to have you on because I really like your views on a lot of things. And I feel that we're very similar in a lot of ways where when you have an opinion on something and a belief, you're just going to say it. And I know it gets a lot of people riled up. But then we're going to get into a lot of those topics and stuff like that. But for you, like, where did it start, would you say? Your like what you could call your awakening moment, when you realized you couldn't trust the media and the government and things like this, and you started having to pretty much tear apart everything and do your own research.
I think that it had a lot to do with the first Waco event, you know, way back in the days, because my brother went to Baylor University, and we all just kind of sat around at that time going, gosh, I don't ever remember seeing a polygamy camp. I don't ever remember seeing a David, what's his name? Golly, I forgot his name.
Koresh.
Yeah, yes. David Koresh. So we never saw anything. That was probably my first time of really experiencing lies from the media. When you're raised, as we are, in public schools and our parents maybe work for the government or something like that, well, you have a tendency to believe everything the government tells you through the media because you don't know that the government's actually working through the media. So, yeah, that was one of the first times. And then it just kind of progressed from there because I began to wake up to a lot of things back then as I began to kind of lose my religion. You know, and so I think for me, the biggest point of my wake up is when I started questioning my own religion. And then I started kind of seeing the government behind masterminding some of the events that we all grew up with. And then, like many people, it went further, because then 9/11 occurred a few, you know, a decade or so later. And I knew the moment that I saw 9/11 that something was wrong, but I wasn't ready to go off and say that it was the United States government masterminding it. So 9/11 was my wake-up call. Then I was working at American Atheists Incorporated, and I began to research a lot of subjects, you know, while I was there, specifically religion, and then learning about separation of church and state violations. And so I, you know, when I was an atheist, I took prayer out of 500 schools in Pennsylvania. So we filed a legal complaint, filed a lawsuit. The media had a frenzy over that because, you know, prayer in Jesus' name shouldn't be utilized in a school led by teachers. And so they went nuts with that. And that kind of began my wake-up call, because shortly thereafter, that was 2014, I got the order from David Silverman, president of American Atheists. Then he's no longer the president now. And media communications director Blair Scott to use my knowledge of biblical passages and biblical history. And that's why I was hired at American Atheists, because my knowledge of these subjects is pretty direct. Getting the feedback for you?
No, maybe a little bit. Yeah, I heard it. It seems to be gone now.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't hear it now.
So yeah, it's still there. American Atheists really brought me to a place to where I felt that if I could challenge the very existence of a creator or God, then I could challenge anything. And so then I got appointed to trying to discredit the flat earthers. And this was in 2014. And so that was my job. Does the Bible actually? Yeah.
That was your job, was to discredit flat earthers at the time?
Yeah.
Wow. So, all right. So how did you go from discredited? Because you obviously probably must have started to look at the material and then realize some of it made sense. Or how did that bridge get built? How did you make that transition from?
Sure. So what happened during this period is I began to debate flat earthers, Christian flat earthers at that. And the mockery was, you know, just the same as we use today. Against the flat earth. So when I should rephrase that. The arguments that are used today against the flat earth. I began to research level water.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first argument that I had received, water's level. And it made sense to me. Yeah, how could you have a ball if water's level?
Yeah.
And then I saw some helium balloons, and this was January in 2015 when I first started seeing the helium balloon. This was before Mark Sargent came out. I think Mark Sargent came out early 2015. I was already out, and at that point, right around July of 2014, I left American Atheists because I knew the earth was flat. It didn't take long. I saw two helium balloons. And as they rose to, you know, 120,000 feet, I'd already worked in graphics for years. I said, man, there's no way that those flat horizons can be curved. And I began at that point to realize that the earth was flat. Ergo, if the earth was flat, there must be a creator. Right? Because we're not trained to think, oh, man, you know, flat earth, you know, there's no way that it can just have been. The sun and moon and stars are too mathematically set for there not to be a creator. So I kind of went back into religion. I left atheism, went back into religion because the flat earth kind of scared the shit out of me, right? Because, you know, oh, man, there's a creator.
Yeah, I feel you.
And so we automatically assume that the creator is a religion we were brought up in. So I was brought up in Torahism. And then I realized, whoa, dude, if the earth is flat, ergo, there must be a Jesus. There must be a Yeshua. There must be a Yahshua. There must be a Yahushua. And there finally must be a Yah. And so I began to research this heavily, and I came to the realization that there's absolutely no evidence for Moses. There's absolutely no evidence historically for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or any of these religious figures. There's no evidence for a Messiah man. There are no chronicles in history that attest to Paul the Apostle, to Peter the Apostle, John the Apostle. The only evidence that there would be is in the Holy Bible, which is actually, you know, the Greek word helios, biblios, and it comes like heliocentric, sun. Holy Bible is the Latin word for helio, biblios, sun book, S-U-N book, not the S-O-N book, because all religions at that time, their Messiah men were the sun. You know, there were heavenly deities like the stars. You know, Lucifer was a star who fell to the earth, and he took a third of the stars with him, angels who fell to the earth. It's funny. So that's kind of my progression, and that's where I'm at today. I fast forward it all. During this time, I filed legal lawsuits against school districts, government offices, and the majority of time they get thrown out on no merit. And they're just throwing it out. They're throwing cases out right now because there is merit, but the easiest way to dismiss the case is to not hear it. And so many of my flat earth cases have gone moot because the courts have the power. I would love to file a federal lawsuit against my own public school where my kid goes, and file a federal lawsuit against the religion of the globism. However, in doing so, the courts will return a frivolous federal lawsuit charge against me for $35,000. I'm not going down that road. It's not worth it to me, you know, to file a lawsuit against our school district to try to get flat earth taught in the public schools when they're just going to turn around and bank a fine on me so great that I can't pay it.
That's crazy.
That's how it is, man. That's how they control the legal system. And that's why when people go into courts, there's fringed flags. You know, the United States flag is not, it's not the real flag. It's not our constitutional flag. So we're under complete occupied government. Our government is completely occupied. We know it's illegal. We know that it really is a terrible vice that we're all surrounded in and we're slaves in. I call it the United Slaves of America. But for me, the waking up process took a few years. I mean, it just wasn't overnight. I had to make the decision.
Yeah, of course.
You know, do I want to leave a $75,000 a year job at Global Finance? I couldn't do it anymore. Hi, my name is Ernest. You know, I'm the corporate trainer at Global Finance. The earth is flat. I can't go around saying I'm the corporate trainer of Global Finance when I know that the earth is flat. And so I lost my job or quit my job because I just couldn't bring myself to the moral.
Where did you
drop
my tablet?
It's in mom's room, brother. I couldn't bring myself to be immoral and say that, you know, I work for a company that's heavily involved in globalism. And so, you know, when I left that job, I really didn't fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for one, you just Google my name and you look at all the media and press. I've been on Times of Israel. I've been shouted down by the Anti-Defamation League. So many things, you know, and for me, I think my greatest wake up point was when I finally said, back in 2012, I was still working at American Atheist then. I said in 2012, you know, I was like, oh my goodness, man. And I'm kind of jumping around to fit all the pieces together, you know. I said,
I want to back up anyways, and I want to get through your timeline kind of in order too. So it's cool if we jump around.
Yeah. So during that time that, you know, prior to coming to American Atheist in 2012, I'd been a minister, a pastor, and my wife and I traveled all over preaching Jesus crucified, preaching Torahism. And, you know, flat earth, really, man, when people start on that flat earth rabbit trail, it's not the deepest part of the rabbit hole, but it's considered the gateway. Because if you can question whether or not you live on a flat earth or a globe, right, you've already questioned the most covered up part of our lives that we know of. And then when you come to the fact that the earth is flat and you jump down that religious bandwagon, I just kind of chuckle at people because I know they're going to go through my stage. They're going to go through, hey, I'm a flat earther, therefore there must be a God. It must be Jesus. It must be Yeshua. It must be Yahshua. And they get out into the fields like Rob Skiba and many of these other guys. And you know how I feel about this, right? I mean, I call these guys religious charlatans, even though they're on the flat earth team. And, you know, people, I'm not so anti-religious that I'm no good for anybody. I still, you know, printed a lot of shirts for the Flat Earth Conference out there in Denver. And even now, if somebody's gone to the conference, they can just go right to our website, nasalies.org, and then get a free shirt. So I'm behind a lot of flat earthers coming forward because I know that as a person starts to embrace a doctrine and the truths of flat earth is not a religious movement. It's not a spiritual movement, right? And this is the error that all these guys are making about flat earth. Flat earth is a mathematical awakening. It's a scientific awakening. It has nothing to do with a creator speaking to you and saying, Brian, the earth is flat. It has nothing to do with that. Because a child can accept the mathematics of the flat earth. A Down syndrome person can go to the waters and look and see that they're flat. You know, a deaf person can know that they're not spinning at 1,000 miles per hour on this globe. And so... For me, opening up flat earth really brought me to the truth through much research that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Yahshua, Yahshua, Yoshi the dragon from Mario Brothers. You know, all these Messiah men are the sun. And the old Egyptian religions that they were stolen from prove that they're the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, Ra was the sun. Amenhotep became the sun. When we say things like amen, it's actually geared toward Ra.
Yeah.
Ra, who was the sun. Jesus is called the sun over 32 times in scripture. And, you know, God as well. So to me, waking up to all of this mess, and during this time of 2015, 2016, I was so awake to the illegal government that I would just drive around all of Massachusetts with no license plates on my car, no driver's license, no insurance, you know, because I was caught up under this sovereign movement. And this is the, you know, the government's illegal. You don't need a driver's license to travel. Well, you know, in essence, you do. You do need a license because we have to realize our government is corrupt. We're occupied. We are under occupied America right now. We're occupied completely. Every law that's given toward us is not for our benefit. You know, it's to occupy us as further slaves. So I'd go drive around, get pulled over, go defend myself in court. And today I'm still the only person in the country who has successfully beat a no driver's license, no insurance, and a no license plates case in two states and three different courts. And you know, today I know not to do that shit anymore because the government's occupied. It's illegal. You know, the government's illegal, so they're going to make us believe what.
So, yeah. It's kind of a mute. Yeah, I know.
Precisely. That. It's mute. You're going to spend more time fighting.
Because it's not like they're going to play by the rules that you're trying to one-up them because you know the actual rule and you know that they're not legal to do what they're doing, but at the same time, they're just going to say, well, fuck him. We're going to do it anyways.
we're going to throw your ass in jail. And if you know, we are the state and we have immunity against laws. You can sue us all you want. It's not going to go anywhere. And so I learned really quick, man, I better stop this shit before they literally take my license away. And I'm having to use a taxi everywhere I go. And, I mean, you know, even though I won my cases, I could still do it. I could still do it today, but the problem is I wouldn't get very far. Every cop will pull you over every mile away. You know, it just got to be to where I couldn't get.
It's like, is it really worth it? I mean, you can't even get anything accomplished if you're getting pulled over every 10 minutes.
All the time, man. Yeah. So during this whole time, you know, I had police departments called on me because I would paint my van up. And you can go on my Facebook or YouTube channel and see it. And I'd just be driving all through Boston, man. Sandy Hook was a hoax. A Boston bombing was a hoax. I'd get eggs thrown at my, you know, car, get my tires slashed, you know, and the orange juice out here. Well, you know, man, they hated me. And for the sake of not getting your channel shut down, I want to call it the orange juice, right? We know what they are. So during this time, I also filed several motions against the House of Pennsylvania because the governor was a Jewish governor and a Zionist, and he was covering up the Shanksville plane crash. Mm-hmm. And so during this whole time, it's all 2014, 2015, 2016. So I got really heavily involved into 9/11. And that's back when I was like, oh man, the orange juice did 9/11, you know, Israel did 9/11. And I really thought at that time that even though there were no planes, I knew this since 2011. And that's one of the reasons I also lost my job in 2014 at American Atheist is because I said there were no planes on 9/11. Nobody died. And I'm named. Go ahead.
When I first realized there were no planes, it was around that time. It was like 2010.
Yeah.
And there weren't many of us out there at all, as you know, and I'm sure you experienced the same. So, like, how did you come to that conclusion? What was it that brought you to no planes?
All right. So, for me, because up until this point, I'd already been heavily involved in JFK research. You want to go down a rabbit hole. Dude, that's a rabbit hole you just may not come back out of. Because by searching the JFK, you find out where JFK Jr. is and who he is today. And you find out who his wife is today. And you find out who John Fitzgerald Kennedy is today and who his wife is today. And then you realize that there's truly a shadow government working against the common good of man in America. And so the more that I begin to research, 9/11, man, it just kind of all, came together. All parts of history did, because I would research, wow, man, you mean Pearl Harbor was an effing hoax? I can't believe it, you know? And so those are just the things we start going down. There's no planes on 9/11, but there were still all these firefighters that died and stuff. That's not true, you know? And that really blew my mind, because 2014, I came out and told David Silverman at American Atheist, I said it online, on our Facebook page, American Atheist Facebook. I was like, to all the atheists out there who are concerned about 9/11, well, don't worry. There were no planes that crashed on 9/11. And I was named in the lawsuit against the harbor of New Jersey and the harbor of New York, where the cross fell at the 9/11 towers. And yeah. So I worked at American Atheist then, and so we head up this lawsuit, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, everything that I'm fighting for is a complete myth.
Yeah. Complete bullshit.
Yeah. It's like I didn't know where to fit in. So I went off on my own 2014, 2015. I'm just out flat earthing all across, the Northeast. And I was going to Harvard in 2015, 2016. Dude, there was nobody except me and my friend Nicholas, who went to Harvard, debating the students in 2015. Yeah. And they sort of at that time had the upper hand on me, because in 2015, we all weren't aware of all of the media CGI bullshit that NASA's involved in, right? But the key point to me was, if the media could fake the airplanes on 9/11.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. That's why, for me, it was a natural progression.
Right.
Looking at all the media fakery with the fake planes for years and the fake victims and the photoshopping and everything. And then when it came to I looked at Apollo in 2012, and that was so easy. Apollo was like a weekend conspiracy for me. I want to get your opinion, actually, on these, and not my story on it. When did you realize Apollo – was a hoax? Was that before Flat Earth or after you got into it?
Well, no, I already doubted narrative of the moon landing.
When did you actually look at the footage, though, and be like, all right, these planes are fake, so is this shit?
Well, the planes came first. 2015, after I saw you know, some helium balloon videos, I just the moment I saw them, I said, the Earth is flat. And that's all it took. Did I lose you? I don't know if I lost Brian, but I'm going to...
You're right.
Okay, there you are.
You froze. Okay, you said in 2015?
Yeah, in 2015, I'd already known that the moon landing was skeptical because of my research into World War II and World War I, specifically Holocaust, specifically the Russian gulags. You know, I had already seen a pattern of witnesses, you know, concerning the gas chambers and things, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to go down this channel to get you cut off or get your channel banned.
I know, it's ridiculous.
But you see the same kind of witness statements, you know. They're always, I remember, I saw, I was there.
It was just like a movie. It was just like a movie. They said it like 200, 300 times in 9/11 footage.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and so by then I already saw and knew the, already saw and recognized their patterns. And I was awake already to the Waco incident. And as these things just kept progressing, and then Sandy Hook goes off, and the moment that Sandy Hook goes off, Jim Fetzer and I start going at it. We're going at it about a bunch of things because at that time I was a flat earther, and I was like, Jim, if there is no verifiable curve to the Earth, there can't be a Big Bang. Therefore, the entire theory of physics fails because the Earth is flat. So at that time, we were also heavily involved in 9/11.
Trust me, I know how he gets. I did three shows with him on 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and so Jim used to be a real heavy JFK guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I can tell you, he's so fucking off his rocker when it comes to JFK, man. You know, he's...
We suggested on the show, what if he wasn't shot at all and it was just faked, and he fucking lost his shit.
Well, you know what? You know why they lose their shit, man? Because they spend, you know, 15, 20 years heavily pumping their books, heavily pumping their shows. And so when you come out and you say, no, dude, the whole thing was a staged hoax.
Yeah.
So this is where I was getting to the 9/11 as well. So the Zapruder film, Abraham Zapruder, was a Zionist Talmudic Jew. And then you just kind of keep going up the route. When you go to 9/11, the only videos of the planes hitting the towers were from two Zionist Jews. And so that right there tells you, man, if all we have are airplanes coming in from one guy that was a diamond merchant, a Jewish diamond merchant, and another Jewish guy from Israel. You know, then that should tell you, man, it's the same old bunk game going on. You know, it's the same old stage footage, and then you have all these crises actors come in and, you know, pull their magic on people. You have the media.
And that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand when, you know, you try and talk about, they'll say, this is the false flag. Yeah, false flag, but there's levels, that false flag's an umbrella, and underneath that umbrella is, you know, is a total hoax. And people say, oh, well, how could they fake killing 3,000 people? And if you think about it, faking killing 3,000 people is a hell of a lot easier than really killing 3,000 people and dealing with all the shit from the families and everything that goes around it. But not only that, if you're going to kill 3,000 people in 9/11, or you're going to kill 25 people in Sandy Hook, 26, whatever it was, or you pick your little operation, right? If you kill even one person, you're not going to have these witnesses participating. You're not going to have them on camera laughing. Right. None of that's going to be going on because the guilt that they're going to carry is going to be so much more than the burden they're carrying if they're hoaxing an event, which is still a bad, terrible thing to do. But it's nothing like if even one person dies, one child, one firefighter, the whole script changes. And then you want to talk about whistleblowers. That's when whistleblowers start coming out. If people actually die, whistleblowers would come out. But since nobody actually dies, people are very easily taken to pay off. It's not that hard. And all the compartmentalization, just like with NASA, which we'll get into. It's all NIST, NASA.
They sometimes say, well, how can so many people hold a secret, you know, from everybody? And my first idea as a person that I feel that's awake is, you know, they carried the secret of World War II for 40 years. Millions of people held that secret together. And it's no different than many of the secrets in government today and things that they hide from people. However, I was able to recognize, you know, that if 9/11 was staged, if we don't live on a round spinning ball, then I had to really start questioning my own life, because it wasn't until I started living with the revelation of flat earth that my life began to make a lot of sense. I mean, I took both of my wives through a living hell during this period, man. I just, you know, sometimes I wish I could just go back and not, you know, not wake up in the way that I did, because it was so scary when I woke up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was frightening for me. You know, you all of a sudden police officers are confining me. They're following me around. They're surrounding our house. There was no flat earth activist in 2014 or 2015.
No, it was like nobody. There was not. Right. The only person that really had any content in 2014 that I saw was Matt Powelland, because Dubé's stuff and Mark Sargent's stuff wasn't until early 2015.
Right, right. And so, I mean, I scared the shit out of our local police department, you know? They came to my house, tried to arrest me and take me out of my house. The judge ordered a mental evaluation on me. I'm like, take your evaluation and shove it up your ass. I'm not going to do that. You know, there's no harm in believing that the earth is flat any more than there is somebody believing they can talk in tongues or heal the sick, right, in Jesus' name. But the mistake I think that I made, that a lot of flat earthers are making, is that they see that the earth is flat and they go heavily down this religious bent. And that's honestly the worst, the worst thing that flat earthers can do. And I'm starting to wonder, Brian, is possibly the United States government involved in making flat earth a religious argument? Because if they are involved in that, and it seems like they would be, you'll never get it in a public school. Because flat earth must be completely secular to enter the domain of school. And so when people tie up the religious movement in flat earth, man, it's an immediate exit out of the schools.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And it sucks, man, because too many people are going down this road.
Yeah. And I don't know why they all do it, because like for me, I was never a religious person at all. I was probably an atheist, and flat earth and other things I look at make me realize that there's a creator, I think, but I don't follow any of those stories or characters or any, you know what I mean? I don't follow any Quran.
Well, you're a deist, and a deist says there's a creator. Creator doesn't give a flying rip about what happens on earth.
That's what I say. I wouldn't say he doesn't give a flying rip what happens on earth, but if you really think when you get up there, you're going to be judged on what fucking your religion you were. No, if anything, you'd be judged on if you were a good person or not. And
who would judge you?
If there was somebody that would judge you, I don't know. You know,
why would they judge us? What creator has been good to this earth? Right. If the creator exists, and we know that there is a creator on the flat earth, whether it's a matrix, computer simulation, whatever, right? We're all here. There's a creator. That creator lets children get raped, does nothing to stop it. An all powerful creator does nothing to prevent evil.
What if the creator did create it, but then he was, for some reason, is out of touch with it totally now?
Or he got dethroned.
Just go over that. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, right? It just literally makes
that's
sense.
What I'm saying. What if
the creator died?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean the creator is still there. He could be dead. He could be absent. He could not just be able, he could somehow not be able to communicate with us. So,
Right. Or
that's how we're manipulated and we live under deception because.
But if you can't communicate, hold on. There's something, right? When people tell me all the, well, you know, the government And NASA is hiding the creator by teaching you that you live on a ball. I normally say, well, tell that to a Christian who already knows Jesus. You know, tell that to a Muslim who already knows that Allah is real, but they live on a spinning ball, right? You're not hiding the creator by telling a person the earth is flat or telling a person that the earth is a ball. If you're able, if you are a man and you're able to hide the creator, that creator is not all powerful, mm-hmm. whether there's mind manipulation or not. So if in the past, you know, when we look at all the religious books, if the creator was so powerful that he revealed himself to thousands of people at once, and then the same creator is saying that he's a loving person toward only one race of Israel, or if you're in the Quranic, it's one race of the Hebrews. If your creator's in love with one race, but then he's destroying every other race, that's not very benevolent, right? Because how many of these people in the magic stories of the Holy Bible, as they're called, the Sun Book, how many of these Israelites mix their races? A bunch of them. So then when the creator goes and he kills the Ammonites and the Israelites had mixed with the Ammonites, their own offspring's getting killed. You know, that's not benevolent when people can't make their bills and they're controlled by a tyrannical government. How's the creator just ignoring people and mocking them in their calamity, which is what Proverbs says, Proverbs 1, he'll mock us in our calamity, you know, and he'll laugh at us when fear comes toward us. What the hell, dude, that's not benevolent. You know, so for me, I take the position that the creator doesn't give a shit about us, right? It's like an ant farm. When you build or you make an ant farm, you know, the ants are doing all the building and you're just sitting there watching. You have no control over it unless you grab the sand and you shake it. It's the same thing with the creator today, right? The creator's not a Jesus. It's not any of these Messiah men, right? It's we truly, you and I don't know what the creator is, right? We just don't. We don't. Yeah. Nobody does. And anybody that says it says they liar, and the truth is not in that person, right? Mm-hmm. It's just not in that person. So my progression in 2014 led me into veganism, and veganism for me just kind of rocked my life, because I felt like if I could eat enough healthy diets and there's no murder, there's no slaughter, there's no sorrow in me, right? Because when you're eating meat, obviously that's been tortured, hormones are released into that meat, and those hormones come from being frightened, being in terror, and then you're eating that into your body. Well, you're poisoning yourself. And so to me, that was a progression. It was a progression from Waco, a progression from 9/11, a progression from Sandy Hook, a progression from every other false flag that we've had, and then into Flat Earth and then back to NASA. So it really blew my mind when I was researching the Holocaust and I realized that this guy, Abe Silberman with a B, founded NASA. And dude, if you research this guy who was involved in World War II and some of the mythological stories of World War II, then you understand Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
It all makes sense to me, right? The Nazis didn't lose. They just came over here to America. And from America, they aided the funding of Israel. And now you have two huge empires that are probably going to be around for a long time, because there's still a lot to strip out of America. And that kind of was all part of my wake up in this whole process. And then bringing both of my wives and my children through all this terror, man. You know, Brian, I wish there was us 3 years ago, because I wouldn't have been in that confused state of mind. And when a person finds flat earth and then they go a step further and they realize, holy shit, dude, there's no God that we know of. There's no magic Messiah, man. There's no sky daddy. When those two things occur and you realize you're on a flat earth, either two things are going to happen. You're going to get really depressed because there is no God. There's no salvation. There's no afterlife. All of these stories are complete bullshit. You know, the rapture and all that crap, man, just pure nonsense. Moses didn't exist. And you're like, I have nothing to put my faith in. And then you realize that there's only one other option you can have. One, you can be depressed about it, or two, you can just accept it and then deal with that reality. And then the best way that I found to deal with this reality, because when people get depressed, they can get suicidal when they realize, oh my gosh, the earth is flat. Wow, my dad, my mom, they're all hooked up into, you know, the globalism, the enterprise. They realize the earth is flat. I've been fighting in a war that we were never attacked for. You know, these people, man, they just lose all sense of reality. And that's kind of what happened to me. And I brought my wives on this road of terror, and where they're just like, we want the old Ernest who lived under the Torah that wouldn't drive on a Sabbath. We just want this guy to come back and just go back to preaching against abortion clinics and stuff like that. And I just, you know, I brought them down to this, or brought them down this rabbit hole together. And the coolest thing is, hold on, my kid's having a meltdown. What's going on in there? Well, he's about to throw some stuff. Hey, man, why don't you throw your fist into the air? It's called air punching. Get that anger out, man. I brought my wives down this rabbit hole, and the coolest thing about it, Brian, is that they woke up with me. You know, and so progressively, my family has awakened to where we are in this weird sense of reality.
That's good, though, because, you know, one of the things I always ask people is, how has this affected your personal life? So, because for me, it's been really
terrible.
Yeah,
it's been terrible, bro.
But at least you're living with people now that know.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to say in 2018, hey, I'm a flat earther, and then you have somebody that says, yeah, man, I am too, or I know a flat. My brother's been researching this. You know, I have people that walk up to me and go, hey, man, you know, I was reading your shirt, and yeah, man, I've been looking into it as well. And that wasn't available for us in 2014 or 2015. We, like I said, the only flat earthers I knew are the ones that I made. You know, I had to sit my buddy down, because we kind of all woke up, you know, we were waking up.
Yeah.
We were still at that point going, man, you know, for us it's a weird thing, because the David Koresh issue and the Waco thing. And then we're like, whoa, dude, Sandy Hook, all the actors, man. We think this guy is that guy. We think Robbie is you know, this professional skater. And, you know, we're all researching this. And then as we're researching, you know, things like white genocide, which is really something that people should look into. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, you know, if there was a Jesus and this Jesus came to you and said, hey, the most important thing I want to tell you today, it wouldn't be that the earth is flat. It would be things like, stop the white genocide in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Stop the takeover of the white farmer lands. You know, stop. It's the rape capital. It's a terrible place, man, where white people are just getting destroyed. You know, they're getting their it's reverse apartheid, what's happening over there. And so I look at many of these things like, if there truly was a creator who was speaking to us, it wouldn't be about minute things like the shape of the earth, but it'd be about the salvation or the savior of physical lives. You know, it would be an immediate wake up call. It'd be easier for the creator just to wake people up to the deception of war, you know, than to go the road we're doing. We're going, you and I are waking people up on a very slow basis. We're, you know, right? So you know that a lot of people are catching on to flat earth, but it's still a very slow progression. And here's the terrible thing, man. There are corrupt government politicians who know the earth is flat. Those who pulled off the terror of 9/11 are flat earthers. Think about it, man. They're the most powerful, knowledgeable people on earth. You're telling me these terrorists don't know the earth is flat, and they've got to protect the system and control it? Come on, man. You know, it's like cops for years knowing that marijuana wasn't harmful for people, but they still arrest them to make that prison industrial complex, you know, quota.
Quota, yeah, make that quota. Ernest, what about I want to ask you a couple. What about when did you start your YouTube channel? What made you start it, and what was the video about? Because I know you're acting on
YouTube. I had my YouTube channel, and I didn't. Well, my kids are 20 or 23.
And, so you had it, but you saved playlists. But like, when did you upload your own content first?
Oh, here's what happened. So in 2003. I started my channel and carried it all the way through until 2012. And actually it's 2013 because I was still at American Atheist putting up all of our videos. And there's a lot of stuff you can go look at, you know, and see kind of my dates and history. And so I got into the Holocaust, man, and I lost my channel. And
oh, that'll happen fast talking about that. That'll happen real fast.
I'm telling you, man, I lost videos of my kid's birth. And at this time, man, I had over 14,000 subscribers. And I was kind of like the demo guy for Ninja Blenders and the New Wave Oven and the Ninja Shark vacuum cleaner. And so I had this program called the Atheist Cafe where I had all these coffee machines. My kid was just a young little boy then. And I lost that channel, man. My awakening of flat earth was on that channel.
Wow. And, you have it backed up either?
I backed it up onto my computer.
But you lost all your comments.
Right. In 2015, my kids' public school began to host a huge Holocaust conference in the school. Oh. And so I filed legal writs against the school. And I went really deep into that time into what I call Holocaustianity, you know, where Holocaustianity is a Holocaust that's going to wipe out all of the Christians, you know. And so it's really a huge subject out there if you've never looked into that, you know.
I don't know if you saw, but I did an interview just like this one, but I did it with R.D. Patchak. It was the fifth episode out of the 17 that we're on now. And he's a professor that teaches history. So his awakening is obviously very unique, and he has to go to work, and it's really stressing him out. He's teaching bullshit, and he knows it. But anyways, one time he mentioned the word Zionism, and the kid told his father, who told like the principal, who told the school board, and he was like reprimanded and pulled aside for it and everything for using the term Zionism. Not saying, you know, Zionists did this or that, just using the term Zionism. He was told it was a racist term.
Oh yeah, right. Right. And so you lose this argument before you even began, you know. So my channel got banned, man. And I remember the day that my channel got banned, and my commissions at that time were up to $2,300 a month just from revenue during this time. I looked over at my wife and I said, man, we lost our channel. And she was like, man, you lost $2,000 a month. So where's all your videos? I said, they're gone, man. They deleted my channel. They banned it. And it is, I know exactly what it is. And so if you go look on my channel that I have now under E. Pierce, P-E-R-C-E, or just look up under YouTube, Brother Ernest. And my channel began, again, right off on the queue of Zionism. That's the first video I put on my new channel. And I just kind of went through 2 years of depression over, like, I'm not going to do it all anymore. I spent all that time building up my channel, all that time, you know, with all of our atheist debates and stuff like that, just to lose it. It's not worth it. And then 2 years later, I got all pissed off again, you know, and it's right after I filed against the governor of Pennsylvania, who was hiding, you know, the
Shanksville.
Yeah, the Shanksville airplane crash. And I just got back into it. And next thing you know, my life was already going on in this crazy flat earth maze. And I just began 2015. I think it's 2014 or 2015. You go to channel. I don't know offhand. And
yeah.
You just kind of see my progression there. And so, yeah, so back to the school. The public school came in and when we filed a lawsuit against the school to stop the Holocaust indoctrination of school or at the public school, and cited things like the Anne Frank diaries, you know, complete bunk. Then shit got really bad for me, Brian. The persecution, man. I put up one of the most offensive billboards in the nation against the whole. The black people tore it down in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Went up in 6 hours, dude. They tore my billboard down and burned it up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And you know what it said? Okay, so the House of Representatives, they passed this House resolution honoring the year of the Bible. And I'm like, the fucking Bible? The year the Bible commands you to chop off a child's wiener. The Bible commands you to stone your kid, man. The Bible commands you to stone women. It commands you if you get, you know, if you get menstrual blood on you to be unclean for 30 days and you can't go outside your home. What the hell's the logic in that? Well, so they pass this resolution in the House. And so I put up a billboard in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania called The Year of the Bible. And in big words, it said, slaves, obey your masters. And I put a picture of a black person in neck shackles, you know. And they tore that motherfucker down, man, in like 6 hours. You know, I'll pull up a photo of it. And after that, you know, I right after that, I went right against this public school and right against these three liars that were coming to the school to teach my children, you know, about the myth of the numbers and stuff like that, you know. And so things got really bad during that era after I went after, you know, the orange juice. Like, I'll show you this billboard.
Yeah.
You can just type in slaves obey your masters billboard. They called it the most racist billboard that had ever been put up. And I really didn't think it is, but this is it. I don't know if you can see that right there.
Yeah, we can see it.
So, you know, these are literal things in the Bible. So when people come to me and they say, hey, you know, Brother Ernest, you know, I'm moral and you're not moral because you deny the Creator. And because of my morality, you've got to accept my way or you're going to burn in hell. And I think to myself, man, your book orders the slaughter of innocent animals. Your book orders you to buy and sell slaves and beat the living shit out of them. Just so long as you don't kill them, you know, and if you do kill them, then you have to pay a small fine. But hey, what's a small fine when everybody's, you know, when everybody's being bought and sold and you're this rich and powerful slave owner? That era of my life was probably the worst of my awakening, Brian, because when you get to the point that you were religious your whole life and then you realize, man, flat earth gave me the courage to question the historicity of the Old Testament, right? Rather than just like a doofus accepting the Old Testament's magic. You know, you're talking about 6-foot roosters called the cockatrice who breathe fire. And if that fire got upon an Israelite or, you know, anybody that the cockatrice blew on, they were paralyzed for 6 months. What the hell kind of bird is ever like that, you know? Or the satyr, a half goat, half human. They accept these creatures in the Bible, and they don't question the history of the Bible like they do the flat earth. Mm-hmm. And so that's going back to where I was going, because next after that, I wrote the first flat earth home curriculum for public schools in the country. And this was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Enola, Pennsylvania, actually. I'm the first person to win a case granting me the right to teach flat earth doctrine to my children. And we call it flat earth mathematics, flat earth science to our children. And then right after that, man, the children and youth services come after me to kidnap my children, right? And then shortly thereafter in 2015, my kids did get kidnapped by the police department for flat earthism. Then you can watch it. You can look it up, man. Look up flat earthers. Flat earth children kidnapped, and you can see my children getting taken away by the police department.
What did they tell you the reason was?
Well, dude, it's very terroristic and very mentally punishing to teach a child the flat earth curriculum. And you know what's the only thing that saved my ass is that I was not a resident of the state of Massachusetts. So they kidnapped my kids illegally, right? Keep them for 40 days, lose the case because the local judge went on vacation. And then when she came back, we won our kids because they didn't have jurisdiction. But man, they persecuted me harder than I had ever been persecuted in my life, because right before that, I'm going off on the Holocaust in different states, you know. And then I realized just how powerful people are in our government, right, that are all pro these weird ideas. Man, you ever met a cool government, cool person that works for the government, man, and they really believe some of these shootings happen? You just look at them and you're like, God, oh, damn, dude, can you be that stupid?
It's so brainwashed. It's like, wow, I can't even believe it. It's like when I tried to show my father 9/11, and this is, you know, early days of 9/11 when you still believed, you didn't believe the government, but you still believed the Alex Jones type level stories and all that. Yeah. And I'm showing him one of the earlier documentaries, and, you know, and he, I thought he was a really smart man. He's a cop. Okay. He's been a cop his whole life. And I called him over. I was
your old man.
Yeah, I called him over. I said, there's something I really need to show you. Come to my house. I didn't tell him what I was going to show him. He came over. I sat him down for like 4 hours. And then at the end, he's like, I'm like, so what do you think? I mean, what do you think of all these sounds of explosions going off and stuff, right? And he said, oh, no, that's just the building collapsing and the metal twisting, and it sounds like explosions. And I just, after that, I just realized, man, my father is not as smart as I thought he was at all.
I know, dude. It just, and there's engineers that I know that, you know, make $180,000 a year that I used to look up to. And I think, man, just with the little bit of mathematics that I've proven to myself through flat earth, I'm like, these guys are fucking idiots. You know, not your dad. I don't mean to call your dad an idiot. The engineer is
No, it's fine, dude. He's an a-hole. He disowned me for Sandy Hook. Yep. He actually, we never talked online, you know, because he's my dad. He'd call me on the phone. He literally wrote on my Facebook wall, I'm ashamed that you're my son. Lose my number. So, of course, I called him after. I said, what the fuck is your problem? Oh, I don't like what you're writing about Sandy Hook and blah, blah, blah. And don't call me. And I didn't talk to him for like 4 years.
It happens, man. You know, there's some people that really love the government. They're brainwashed. Mm-hmm. You know, they're literally brainwashed. And so, you know, I that's one of the things that I try to do is I try to wake people up. And so, you know, I've drug a United States flag on the street and caused a riot in a city. You know, six soldiers get arrested because I'm out telling people to, you know, wake the fuck up. The government's corrupt. U.S. veteran and a couple of these guys, they took my flag, dude, tried to assault me. You know, I'm like, fuck that flag, you know, fuck your flag, fuck your obedience to this government. You know, it's a treasonous government. And when you understand the evilness of Sandy Hook, you understand the evilness of these events that occur, that are all these shootings and stuff like that, you know, then you really at that point you say, man, there are some really, really confirmed psychopaths out there that hold normal jobs. You know, that have psychopathic wives or something, you know, because shit, man, there's women that are just as deceived. Seems like it's easier to deceive some women than it is half of the soldier men. And, you know, there's also problems that go behind this, Brian, is that they're purposely destroying the economy, making it to where the only direction that most males can go is toward the military. You know, so there's all these plots against us. We solve one riddle, right? They've got nine coming at us again. We take out one of their pawns, they've got 20 more stories coming right behind us, you know, to fight against. It's a never-ending fight. And unfortunately, man, the ones that are hooked up the strongest are, you know, the ones that are closest to us. So when you lost your dad, sure you're going to lose your dad, especially if he's got some type of government job. It's in his best interest. I have an administrator for NASALies.org who's a Harvard PhD who has a He has a government-funded job in Germany studying Mesopotamian clay tablets and linguistics and the pantheons. And he's like, look, man, even though I'm an administrator of NASAlives.org, a PhD, he's like, dude, I can't get too far out there. I'll lose my job. Because they already know, if we know the Earth is flat, then we deny every one of their, you know, half flag mass false flag events. And so I know, when I got thrown in jail locally, man, the sergeant of the police force is a flat earther. And when he found out that I was there, he came over to replace as well. When he found out I was there, he's the same way. He's like, man, you know, of course 9/11, you know, was a hoax. Of course no planes crashed. Of course the Earth is flat. Of course Sandy Hook didn't occur. But he's like, I still need my job, and I like that $52 an hour. And you're like, man, see, you can't win. You can't win. Even when they're, look, there's cops. They come out at Harvard when we're debating at Harvard, man. They come out, they shake our hands. They're like, dude, I'm a flat earther. I know the Earth is flat. And so it's like, why are you wearing that flag? You know, because it's a lot easier to keep that $71,000 a year than to walk away from it. It's a lot easier for your dad to disassociate with you than be put in that same canoe, if you will, and then, oh man, you know, your son denies Sandy Hook. You know, you're a piece of shit for even keeping company with your son. You know, right? I mean, that's essentially what happened. So, you know, it happened with my wife's family, my younger wife, my second wife. You know, basically everybody she knows has disowned her. They were okay when we were polygynists, you know. But when we went into this episode of anti-government, anti-establishment, and flat Earth, man, it just, dude, they've all.
It's crazy how people can't just critically think for themselves and not need to be part of something like not.
It was okay for my wife's parents, who were Jewish, to say, all right, you don't believe the Holocaust? There's a lot of Jews that don't believe the Holocaust. That's okay, right? Fine, whatever. We think you're a piece of shit, okay? But you can still come over, whatever. And dude, the first time I ever met my wife's mom at her house, she gave me this big-ass shower head because, they're millionaires, man, live in castles. They gave me this big ass shower. It's like $200 shower. I was like, fucking hey, dude, it looks like something that was at Auschwitz. So there we started going off on that. That's how we got into that. But the moment I became a flat earther public to them, you know, they're like, we just can't go down there. And
it's crazy. Why are people so triggered by it? It's so crazy because, like, I know we were all fooled for so long, but once it was presented to me, like it was to you, once you got to researching it, it's really not that hard to believe it might be true, especially when you start looking into it. Like, why do people hate it so much? Like, if somebody told me back in the day before I researched things, let's say 15 years ago, right? And they said, I think the Earth is flat. I'd be like, all right, cool. I mean, and then I listen to what they have to say. Like, I might not believe it, but I might not even
told me that at American Atheist, I said, man, you're an idiot. You're absolutely out of your mind. What have you been doing? Watching another YouTube video? Are you crazy? Going down the same arguments. You know, we kind of all used to make. But it's weird, man. There's even the weird thing that'll blow your mind is when you find this kind of an arrangement, right? An anti-government establishment person, okay? Anti-Vietnam War. Anti-Israel and that whole agenda, anti-moonlanders, right? They don't think the moon landing happened. They know it didn't. But they're against flat earthers. You're like, what the flying frick am I? What, you deny the moon landing and you believe NASA's CGI? I tell you. And these are, you know, these are problems that we're all going to deal with, man. People need their jobs, you know.
Well, the other thing with it too that's surprising, Ernest, is, okay, so say with 9/11, right? They can lie to us, and yeah, people might believe it. You're like, well, how could they believe that? And same thing with Sandy Hook and all these events, but they only have, and as blatant as it is, and obvious things like the Holly guy, Robbie Pocket, the obvious frauds, but that's what's being presented to us with the flat earth. We live on it. We experience it, our senses, our common sense, and our sense of direction and all these things. And you're just going to ignore all that and believe some absolute unprovable science and mock people who are telling you, does it spin? Do you see it curve? Do you feel like you're moving? And you're going to call it.
I've lost more friends. And so I've been around the Facebook groups long before there was an official Flat Earth and Globe discussion. Back in the days with Daryl Foss and I, we had a very large Flat Earth group. That guy's a goddamn con artist. And this was back in the days, dude. I was going down the tranny road before everybody was waking up to the tranny road. And the progressions that people make today, I can recognize them. And that's why I don't have mercy on people. That's why I've lost more friends by telling them that Jesus Christ is the sun in the sky. I've lost more friends over that than I have even Flat Earth Holocaust denying. I've lost more friends over telling people Jesus is the sun. That's amazing to me. You can see it happen on my wall. You know, you can just see how we are pissing people off with that and just by telling them the truth. So I think that Flat Earth is not the greatest wake up that there is, right? There, it's just kind of like the key that awakens you to so many other things, to where you're not afraid to research history. And so, you know, there's more for us. Your dad is going to eventually, man, something could possibly trigger him. You know, there's a lot of calm people I know out there that are starting to deny the media. When I say calm people, I mean they work government funded jobs. You know, they're waking up to some of the corruption of the government that you and I woke up to years ago. To a lot of people, they find out that there's flat earthers out there now, right? And they're far more accepting of us, to where they walk up to us at restaurants, you know, and they say, hey, man, I was just listening to a show on that subject. And it's kind of overwhelming, you know, because I was telling you about the time we went after the public school and they were bringing in the swindlers to teach praise about the concentration camps. And so if you go look on my wall, there's live video of my kids and I, man, we're out protesting the public schools. And we're like, hey, man, this is a scam. This is a scam. You know, both sides of history are false. And, you know, the cops come out, the public school officials come out, and there engages, you know, 1.5 hour battle. You know, my constitutional freedoms were violated, and then they finally let me go. But nonetheless, man, nonetheless, Apple, we're talking about earlier, you know, I'll bring you over here. My kid loved me, you know, she's very normal to this. We're talking about flat earthing in Enola and different parts of Pennsylvania, our long fight, how we got here. And, you know, it's a funny thing, man. On last year, you can look up on YouTube, flat earthers called on, or cops called on flat earthers. And you see them come after us, man, the night that we're out filming with the P900. And we're watching Jupiter pass over the moon, right? It's just crazy. That's why they call it Passover. It's so simple, dude. It's so simple. You go out and see Jupiter passing over the moon. And we think that it's a literal event that happened here on Earth, you know? It just kind of blows my mind how close we are to that. But anyways, the cops get called on us, and that was another venture. My kid has been one of the most persecuted kids in the country over flat earth, you know, to the point to the point that, you know, hey, they did you ever think I was crazy?
This is my kid. I'm sure this is my kid.
Yeah, they tried to make you think that you were crazy.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they basically said you were crazy.
Dad, you know your father's crazy. I'm like, saying this to a five-year-old.
Yeah, they
had no idea.
Court officials telling him that I was crazy, you know. And it's like, no, we're not crazy, man. This triggers the courts. It triggers the courts, Brian. You have to start ringing all the bells that you can, warning people, man, that the custody of their children can be taken from them. And, you know, the persecution of flat earthers in courts is a real thing, especially in marital court, man. Golly, I wish I could stop it.
Just wait, I'm just pressing.
Hold on. Yeah, so hopefully one of your callers will talk to you about it, Brian. They'll listen to this. You know, put a special note out in your calls to parents who are dealing with custody issues because of flat earth. Nobody's really even talking about this.
No, it really is.
And you know what happens. You know it happens a lot. And so I'm already under the watchdog here. They watch me all the time because, especially after the stuff that, you know, a flat earther that I had working for me, you know, got in trouble with the local police departments here. I've just kind of never really survived that with the local police here. And, you know, things to where cops will come up and say things like, Ernest, you know, you're not going to threaten us, are you? I'm like, holy shit, dude, no. No, I've got better things to do than that. But nonetheless, that has caused, you know, our friend Joshua that we know, that's caused flat earthers or cops locally. Two cops came up to me and said, hey, man, I know the earth is flat. And I know the earth is flat because – you know, so-and-so in your group, you know, had the situation where he threatened cops. And, you know, he's got two flat earthers on the cops. And I'm like, well, the guy's not a flat earther anymore. He went to the concave side. it's very interesting, man, because the people that work in the government are also flat earthers, going back to that point. But the wake-up is there's more things that we're going to wake up to, I think, in this next saga. And I hope that we all wake up to the scam of religion, because more non-religious flat earthers have to come forward and outnumber the religious, or we're never going to get this subject into public schools at all. It's not going to happen yet.
Every 4 years is a
leap year. But that's on a Gregorian calendar. Go ahead.
Every 4 years, the government has to say,
we put in new puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put in new puppets. So.
They now, yeah.
Hey, there. Donald Trump is really a puppet. Have you ever met flat earthers, man, that are pro Donald Trump?
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, I know. It boggles my mind. I talk about this with people all the time. I'm like, how does this go on? Because it's like, dude, they how do you get to the point? That's why some of these interviews fascinate me. Generally, when I do these interviews, Ernest, they're with people like you. And they're all been really smart people. That's why I pick you guys, because you guys are well-versed on a lot of topics. But there's a lot of people out there that just came into Flat Earth without going through any of the roads we went through. And it boggles my mind. It's almost like Flat Earth was dropped in their lap. It's like, how do you believe in the two-party left-right paradigm when you're looking at the Flat Earth? Like, what the – oh, my God.
Give me some cranberry juice. Yeah, but you know what? They go vote. I had a local flat earther here that actually cast his vote for Trump. How can you trust the system after you know the earth is flat, and they just do it? You know, I don't know what to say. I don't know. A local teacher, she's one of our administrators. I won't say her name, but what's her son's name, Apple?
What?
You know, don't say her name, but the blonde-haired lady, Cameron. Her son's name is your buddy Cameron. Yeah, she's a public school teacher here, man, and she's a flat earther, and it seems like she's wide awake, but then she can't be public. She can't be public, and she has to go vote, and she has to play this game, you know, that they all have to do. And then unfortunately she needs that $60,000 a year. It sucks without money as a flat earther.
Did this happen?
No, that's cranberry. Yeah, I'll take some of that. Yeah, I mean, it literally sucks. So there are these blind people out there. You've got the religious flat earthers out there. Flat earth is just kind of splintered all in a you know, fraction right now. Few people can identify where they want to be. And it's just my goal to wake people up. And if I can do it, wake them up to teach them religion is a scam. You know, traditional marriage is a scam. Traditional marriage, man, is an absolute scam.
Absolutely. I've never believed in it, bro. Like, I've always told people I'll never get married. They're like, you're crazy, everybody. I'm like, you're fucking out of your mind. Why would I ever waste all my money to do that? And how is that going to prove that I even love somebody anymore? But you have a whole different thing going on.
Yeah, but the illegal government makes my situation bad. In other words, so it's already a felony to be married to two women. You can't do that. That they just choose not to prosecute. Choose not to prosecute because they know with homosexuals being able to marry, the slippery slope has already been busted. So then having two wives is perfectly normal and bears a purpose. However, that being said, marriages would be more successful if men had more than one wife. It's the historical version of marriage that's been very successful, and it's only been since the last 100 to 200 years that polygyny has been banned. It's still practiced in many countries today. Mm-hmm. And for me, the only way I feel like I can take over the government is to have many children and teach them that the principles of the flat earth can be demonstrated at all time. You know, teach them things like never join the United States military. You know, there's no purpose in it.
Mm-hmm.
Never trust the color of law.
You're basically going to be shot, killed.
Oh, yeah, they would waste you. Look, they did it to soldiers all throughout history.
Oh, they did to one famous one. Oh, what's his name?
Oh, I don't know. You scare me with these ideas.
17 people beat the hell out of him.
Sounds like what they might do to... Well, you know, how many people beat up Trump in WWE? That's what blows my mind, too. You know, when people tell you things like, Brian, there's no way this guy could be an actor and be a president. And you're like, oh, gosh, yeah, because our government has never hired actors.
Yeah. Ronald Reagan yeah, wasn't an actor.
He was the worst president for the United States, man. He's the one that gave prison corporations of America, he gave them their power.
Yeah.
He literally, man, handed over the country through the war on drugs to the prison industrial complex. If we could rid the nation of, you know, the prison industrial complex, man, there's so much that we can benefit. But that's another war story right there, right? So we teach our kids, don't ever get involved in politics. It's a scam. Both sides are set up and played by the same people. And that's like a lot of the hoaxes, Brian, that happen. Both sides are fake.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you're like, gosh, if both sides are fake – and they've got their pawns on, you know, those who are awake. You're like, hey, man, that was just a hoax. And it's their pawns controlling the people. Stop. It's their pawns controlling the real people. You're never going to get to the source of the problem. And I don't think that we're ready to get to the source of the problem. Because if we were ready, we'd be like Greece. We'd be in a total, you know, a total fiasco. Well, they were a while back. Last year and the year before, you'd be in a total fiasco, man. Governments would corrupt. But here's the thing too, Brian, they're not going to let go of their globe, right? We think we're able to win. We're not going to win. It's not going to be our generation that'll do it. Because in order for the government to let go of the globe in a public school, if you will, right, they have to admit that they deceived Mm-hmm. And they built things like global warming taxes. Dude, you can't even get your car repaired because of some stupid fucking global warming tax on your car, a sensor, and you're like, dude, global warming's a complete scam. You live on a flat earth, dumbass. We don't have to worry about an ozone depleting, you know? And so then the government has to admit that they've committed fraud against the citizens.
And it's everything. It's global warming. It's evolution. It's the scarcity of every friggin' thing that they say is rare. Fossil fuels. All this shit. The whole house of cards.
Oh yeah, dude. So you really think they're gonna give that up? And our generation is so fucking weak. They are such. What's the word? Public schools teach children, young boys, how to be pansies, man. How to be the weakest children you can focus on you at all, you know, and what are you going to do, man? There's nothing that we can offer our children for salvation's way of losing the government. That's what I call salvation. You want salvation, just fucking lose the government. Everybody would be saved if that happened. They're not going to let go of it, man. I don't think it's going to be our generation, Brian, that is going to see constitutional laws given to protect us. Right now, no court will protect a flat earther. They will not do.
Well, I can't believe that they took your kids for 40 days. Is this one of the kids that they took? Is he one of them?
Yeah, they took him for 40 days. Yeah, they took him for 40 days, man.
Where did they take him?
Well, they took him to do you remember the city they took you to? Where did Abby live? I forget where they took her. I want you to take me over there, man. I want to go knock on her door. Hey, do you like working for an illegal government? Do you like snatching kids just to make a little welfare check for yourself? You know, of course, she has nothing to do with it. You know, they're part of this revolving door process. In Massachusetts, they have one of the craziest unconstitutional laws I've ever seen. It's called a 51A. And if a police officer or some young lady or some homosexual who knows nothing about, you know, our types of marriage, having multiple wives, they took my kids and said, you know what, you're teaching your child sexism. You're teaching your child how to break the law. And I'm like, you're a homosexual. What do you fucking care? You know, so they have this thing called a 51A. And if that unknowledgeable person feels like your children should be taken away, bam, they take your child away without a warrant. Because the state constitution has changed now to allow this 51A to be given against parents. And they enact very aggressively against flat earthers. And the reason that they do it is because you kind of show that their establishment is fake.
It is fake. It's completely fake.
But yeah, that's a big thing to those who are in power.
I know.
You know, and so at that point, you know, it's not going to be this generation that will do it. This generation is too concerned about, you know, getting the next vehicle, too concerned about, you know, keeping up with television shows. And it took 30 years for those who control the televisions, man, to reprogram the nation in the way they have. In a very calculated Talmudic format.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what I talk to about people all the time when people want to talk about things like a mass level extinction event or these types of things. And I'm like, they don't want to do that. They're not going to wipe out everybody. First of all, we all run their system for them. Basically, we're their slaves.
Right.
And second of all, they don't need to kill people. They could just rewrite the school books and control the media. And I literally use the same figure. I say within 30 years, anything they put as a lie in the school book is now truth, because your grandparent, you agree, you're not going to have conversations with your grandparents who aren't around 30 years later, or let's say 40 years, whatever. And all the history has been changed, and all the text, all the media, everything over three generations. Who the hell is going to tell you the truth? Maybe one obscure person here and there, and you're going to think they're crazy because you've been taught to think they're crazy, just like people are taught to think we're crazy. That's why they're so triggered.
Or they're lying on both sides, such as World War II. You know, there's more like Dresden was never bombed.
Yeah.
God damn, dude, when I learned Dresden was never bombed, that it was all a terrible fucking movie script, you know, you're like, holy shit. A lot of the so-called terror that happened, you know, both sides are a movie script. Mm-hmm. I truly – part of my awakening is I have no fucking clue where we are in history.
Do you remember Pallywood? Did you see Pallywood back in the day? Looking at media fakery? You must have. No? Oh, it's,
I don't think so.
It's a clip that got leaked where 60 Minutes was caught faking a conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, and they were literally shooting into an empty house.
That's fake. Yeah, that's fake, right? We know that's fake right now.
Oh, a lot of people still believe that shit, though.
I did too, man. I did as well. I would paint my van up that's, you know, I stand for Palestine, you know.
Dude. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, man. This is like
The Jews are out here would throw shit at my cars or just get out and start screaming at me, you know. And I was like, I didn't realize I was being played. And so when I thought, oh, man, the Rachel Corrie event, you know, where they want you to believe that the Israelis drove a tank over Rachel Corrie. It's a very huge event in that industry. You look, Brian, and it's a fake. It's a hoax.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn hoax. And you're like, let me just back up. Because then when you start backing up through history about all of the hoaxes, you realize you go watch the videos of Dresden being bombed. And you're like, dude, this is shitty fucking layover video.
Yeah.
It's not really happening.
No.
And so you have those people on both sides of the argument that seem like they're credible, and they're not. They're both fucking liars stalling us. I don't know why. I don't know what the purpose that, you know, I have a totally tradition. I've butted heads with Eric Dubay on this, you know, on his heroic Hitler. And I'm like, oh, no, dude. Listen.
Hitler's just another pawn, just like the president.
Yeah, there's no heroic JFK. When JFK said we choose to go to the moon in this decade, that sealed his fucking fate that he was not heroic. He was a fucking terror. He was a terrorist, man. He was an actor.
Yeah, of course.
Because we know that they didn't kill him. You know, we know that.
Of course. I definitely don't think that they killed him. I really don't. I have for years. I just always say, because people are always like, oh, why don't you talk about – I always say this, and I know you'd probably agree because of what you said earlier. People always say about this and JFK, and I'm like, well, I'm not a JFK guy. I mean, I don't get deep into it like 9/11 and whatnot, but I look at it enough. I can have a conversation about it with most people. You know what I mean? And the reason I would say it is because times like Fetzer would come on for 9/11 and we'd be doing a 9/11 show, and he would try and railroad me and change the subject into JFK. And you know, he is long-winded, just keep going. But the reason I never got into JFK is, dude, look at all the disinformation from when I started 9/11 in 2010, just in those 9 years, how much disinfo we had to dig through, right? Imagine going back 60 years and digging through the JFK. You know what I'm saying, right? Am I right?
You couldn't, because you had to go to people like Jim Fetzer and pay for his personal appearance to get his JFK knowledge.
Yeah.
And today, everybody can go on the internet, man, and destroy any theory that exists just by going to the internet. The internet kind of is it seems to be the doorway into a different reality, because the more that you discover about fake histories, we know it's bullshit, man. The government didn't fucking bury Osama bin Laden.
Oh my God, dude.
Dude, we know. So if they're lying on these points, then we know for a fact we truly don't know where we are in the slave game, because all of history is complete bullshit, man. The more that you research history, the more you find it less credible. And you're like, okay, hold on. If all of these beloved historical figures that we have today were a fucking myth based on fairy tales, mm-hmm. we are truly in one of the most corrupt forms of slavery I've ever seen. Because now you're punished for being a mental thinker.
Yeah.
Meaning you're thinking mentally, man, there's no way that Sandy Hook occurred, because the cops were running into St. Lima Rose Catholic School, not fucking Sandy Hook. All their footage is fake.
Yeah.
Remember
when they looped footage of people doing laps around the parking lot?
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy, man. Yeah. And so then you find out these people, their houses have been paid, and you find out truly, I don't know Fetzer enough to say I think he's possibly controlled opposition, right? Why would controlled opposition even talk to us? Or he's like my friend who's a PhD at Harvard that just says, look, man, I just want to earn my paycheck. You know, the earth is flat. I'll go out debating with you. I don't have to give my name out, you know, but I like my paycheck.
Yeah.
Dude, that sucks. It literally sucks, man.
Yeah, but there's a fine line there between your cousin or your uncle or that cop you talked to that was a flat earther and said he likes his $52 an hour.
That's a lot of money out here.
but the fine line is you're not a voice on the radio supposedly putting truth out and being compromised. It's a little different. The cop's a little closer to it. But, you know, it's a lot different when people are looking at you for truth and you're putting out disinformation because you need that paycheck. Now we're talking about other terms I'm not going to throw out there. But
well, you know, I wish I would have not quit my job.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's no way.
But how would you do it? That's like RD that I did episode 5 with. He has like 2 years left to go to his like full pension and he doesn't know if he can make it. He's already been there for 20 something years because he's teaching history and it stressed him out so bad. You got to hear the story. It stressed him out so bad that he feels that that's the reason he just had a stroke. He had a stroke.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like them pulling him aside for saying the word Zionism and this and that. And like they're watching him with a critical eye. And I said to him when he had the stroke, because he was talking about he has to stop smoking this and that. I'm like, ah, dude, it's probably from stress, bro. I mean, look what you've been telling me about your job. You've been telling me for about 2 years now how it's been weighing on him. And now it's like, you know, he's a history professor teaching stuff. And he's a very smart researcher on this side of the fence now. But that's such a contradiction of what he has to go to school and teach the kids, you know?
And it's tough. It is tough. That's what I was telling you about the teacher I was mentioning earlier. You know, she's so awake with us. We went into a cavern, you know, a huge, huge mountain, man, that had to be one of the colossals of old, you know, that was laid to rest. I don't know. Maybe it fucking sure looks like it to me. I don't, you know, I was up there in Vermont at Pike's Peak. And if you look at the mountain, man, it looks like a human being laid down.
Yeah. And, oh, we've talked about this recently.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, man. I'm just.
Oh, you know, we did a show on this a few weeks ago. It's pretty crazy stuff, man.
I was up there, man, and I was filming the stars, and I was out there, and a moose was behind me. And I didn't know a moose was behind me, and the ranger came out shooting a gun, pow, pow, and we're screaming, right? What the hell's wrong with you? He's like, do you have a gun on you? I said, no, man, I'm just out filming the moon. It's right there. And he goes, that moose was about to attack you. And, it, you know, I was just so caught up in, damn, dude, I'm in the belly of like a huge being. It's the weirdest thing I'd ever seen, man. It's very awakening to me to know, man, that there could have been titans. They were titans of old, but they weren't biblical giants. Man, that's horseshit. The biblical giants are horseshit. Because it's all stolen mythology. What's not horseshit to me is the amount of parables and stories of these giants that were laid.
Exactly.
I've
seen some interesting evidence, man. I've seen some stuff that they're trying to call erosion, and it looks like a fucking elephant. It's like, dude.
Oh, yeah. I know. And so people ask me things like, well, you know, Ernest, you don't believe in dinosaurs. You know, you don't believe in evolution. How old is the earth? And you're like, I don't know, man, but I swear there's this body of rocks that look like a dolphin. They're like
And it's what we observe. Like, yo, I'm sorry. Okay, I want to ask you your opinion on a couple of things. I know you do observations. You have a P900. You're a flat earther. You look at the moons. You look at airplanes. You got all types of videos. I've watched a lot of your videos. You watch planes coming in, taking off at the airport.
Well, because I want to study their lights. I want to study the movement of the lights flickering in the camera so that when I go out and film the stars, I can recognize whether or not it's doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I know that there's actually a source of light that's flickering out there in the sky. But keep going, sorry.
So what I was going to say is, you know, I'm not like, I don't like to follow a certain amount of guidelines. Like, that's why I hate labels. I hate like, oh, you're a flat earther. You have to believe this, 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 and this, and agree with this, 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 and this. Like, I have a lot of different views that are out there from what the common flat earth belief. Like, for instance, say, you know, a lot of flat earthers believe the sun to be 3,400 miles. And like, what are you basing that off of? To me, my observations say much closer. What do you have that is different than the common flat earth beliefs, like distances to the sun and moon, electromagnetism? What are some of your theories that are different?
I think airplanes fly higher than the sun, because the sun's not really that high up. And I think it when the sun's in its summer spiral around us, I think it's very close. I don't think that the sun is 30 miles
wide.
Yeah, that's just horseshit, man.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's a beam of light. It could be on the outside of our barrier. I don't think there's a dome above us, right? And the reason that I don't think there's a dome above us, I used to think there was a dome above us, is that if you were going to shoot radio waves off the dome, and the dome's going like this, right, and you needed to get that radio wave over here, well, you wouldn't necessarily be able to shoot that across that dome and get the right arc to get to that place. But if you're on a flat area, you could absolutely do it. Then
yeah, you could bounce it, yeah.
Yeah, and radio waves make perfect sense. So I don't think there's a rakia above us in the Hebrew format of a molten glass above us.
So there still could be a barrier that's just not shaped in this shape, and it could be like a sports stadium more flat.
Yeah, or it could be like flat clouds. You know, clouds are flat, and so it could be different layers of atmosphere that just make things impassable. Or it could be whatever it is, it would have to be flat, because you don't really put your feet on a ball. They're trying to tell you that the rakia is a dome, right? So if you made the dome a full circle, it would be a ball. A footstool is not a ball. A footstool is flat, first of all, from a biblical point. That's what we're talking about now. From a biblical point, the firmament would be flat. And from a scientific point, I think it would be not glass, because if you watch balloons go up, they – go ahead.
Don't balloons swerve?
I thought someone was knocking at my door. You're good.
It was.
Balloons like swerve when they go up.
Yeah, they do. You know, that's the thing. I was talking about balloons hitting the or popping where they pop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're hitting different pressure,
mm-hmm.
which is why they pop. So it would just make sense that there's not this glass barrier above us, but it's just different pressures.
Yeah, different layers of gas and shit.
Something like that. I don't know what it is. I quit trying to worry about, you know, what I think the dome is. Other beliefs that I have is that, different from a lot of flat earthers, is that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the Torah is completely nonsense. And going back on our version of the Creator, I think a lot of people need to really research why the Creator is not good and beautiful, because there's no reason, if you're all knowing, to make this much terror and problems for people on earth. It does not make sense. No benevolent creator would be this evil, because that's how evil our government is, dude, dropping bombs on people. You know, and then of course you have some of the fake invasions that the United States, you know, the United States has never won a war. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The only two wars we claimed to win were settled, but we've never invaded. We've never won. We're not great. There's no reason to love the country. And these are all views that are different from many, many flat earthers. And probably the next – oh, man, did you read in an article just a few days ago that Michelle Obama's children were IVF'd?
No.
So, yeah, that's the latest claim, is that they're IVF, but we know that they're Nesbitt's kids. And so they're kind of slowly letting the shadow government out of the out of the protection of, you know, the safety of truth, right? They're slowly leaking secrets out that are very, very, the word I'm looking for is kind of satisfying, right? Because if you know that you're awake to something and then they come back and say, oh yeah, we probably lied about this. You're like, son of a bitch, the moon landing rocks were fake. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Hey, hello. So for everybody out there, I'm going to take it you don't believe we landed on Mars yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw this guy today in his shirt and it said Occupy Mars.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it
did. Part of the Occupy movement, Occupy Mars.
Yeah, yeah. So my wife's battery went dead in her car, and so she had to pull over at the Chick-fil-A, and we went into the Chick-fil-A, and they had a whole Occupy Mars guys in their hoodies with the cast iron pot pan of Mars apple. You're like, God dang, these guys, I would hate to be them. You know, they're just the kids in school that got picked on or something, and they got themselves a good job, you know, just by I've never seen a group of 40-year-old men and 50-year-old men wearing Occupy Mars shit.
Guy, they come in my work wearing NASA shirts all the time. So one comes in like a few weeks ago. It's got the, you know, show people the logo behind you. Move your head, Ernest, so they can see your shirts. I want to talk about your shirts too, and then we're gonna get going soon. So there's the basic NASA logo.
Well, it says no on it. Yeah.
Yeah, he comes in with a NASA one, and it says on it in quotes, it says, it's not rocket science. No, and it says actually, it is rocket science, is what it said on it. And I'm just like, oh, I just want to laugh, man. I just want to laugh. You frozen?
Yeah, dude, I was just reading an article, man.
Oh, all right, so... Yeah. We're gonna wrap it up in a few because we're coming up on 2 hours. But
cool, man. I mean, you got to come over.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you can burn any, but we could certainly, you know, burn a joint or two.
I'm gonna roll a blunt. I'm rolling a blunt as soon as we get off the air, bro.
Oh, nice, nice. So everybody go to NASALIES.org. It is the first nonprofit educational organization to be started in the United States of America. NASALIES.org. Check it out. We're looking for state directors and people to get involved and support Flat Earthers. I don't make a single dollar at NASALIES. Every dollar that comes in, I give away. Literally, man. I'm accountable to people. You know, we're the real deal. And we care about waking people up. We give free Flat Earth shirts away to children in public schools who are on free lunches because they have parents that don't want to buy them Flat Earth shirts. And so we come in as an organization and we can send them to public schools because it's a movement of education and donation that we give to the children. Other than that, dude, we just continually want people to wake up and quit eating meat. We feel that if people stop eating meat, and if you eat meat, Brian, come on, research into this subject, man. You know, there's 80,000 vegetables and different fruits and stuff that you can eat. You don't need to eat the same 4-cow dairy, you know, salmon and chicken. You know, the strongest man on earth is a vegan. Mm-hmm. Some of the strongest MMA fighters are vegans. It just goes to show, man, that going down that road will help wake you up. And man, I think going down this vegan road helped me pass my kidney stone. Dude, talk about fucking pain, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man, forget it, dude. Forget it, man. I'm telling you, I stayed in bed when I wasn't in the hospital, and I lost my favorite painkillers, man. I lost my Darvocets. Where the fuck are they? I put them down somewhere, man. And so I was on this stuff that I was on Valium. And another pain pill that you couldn't mix with cannabis. So it was a nightmare. But other than that, man, check out our website. If you've got your own group, man, understand who our organization is. We can help you, you know, get some cool streetwear, support your group.
What's the name of your YouTube channel? And I do have them both linked below, guys. Anybody that's listening to this now or later, right below in the show description, you will see the link to Ernest's website, NASA Lies, and to his YouTube channel. But you want to tell people your channel name?
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a channel. I don't put stuff on there so much. It's EPS, and EPERCE, check it out, or not. And it's just, I really lost hope in YouTube, man, when they canceled my channel. And so they're canceling a lot of channels that are Flat Earth channels. And, you know, I don't know what to say. I have a website. That's where we put our stuff on. I'm always on Facebook. Sometimes I put stuff on YouTube.
And your Facebook group is linked on your website at the bottom of the homepage, is it not? I think I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, there's several groups that I admin and mod in. Official Flat Earth and Globe Discussion, Flat Earthers United, NASA Lies, many groups. So I don't even know, man. I've been added by people. I don't know who to – where I think the greatest awakening is. Each group is different, man. Each group has kind of a direction that it goes into. I love Future of Flat Earth, you know. I love Flat Earth Revolution, and I like the more groups that are not biblically based. And I think it's those groups there where we're going to get the most progression out of. Other than that, man, I don't know what else to say. I hope you get a shirt. I'll make you a Jesus is the Son shirt. You want to get into some debates, dude? I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's got some polarizing views like me. Guy, they were egging your freaking van.
I don't care, man. I think it's funny to wake people up.
I do too. I love it. Yeah. And it's not because I'm doing something to be an asshole. Like, I'm doing something, giving you some truth to trigger you to hopefully make you ask questions or to go research it and to get you to think for yourself. I don't even want you to believe what I believe. I just want you to look into what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, to understand the corruption in which we all live.
Yeah, I got to ask you another question before we get off, though, is why did you decide to come do this interview tonight?
Well, so I do a lot of activism around the area, and you're one of the people that I've never been able to physically get to. I don't know what happened with you and the other guy out there, Flat Earther, that moved to Atlanta.
Oh, he was just in the chat. He's in the chat.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so... I look at it as I've not gone out there to New Hampshire because, you know, it's a long drive. However, but I support your work, right? So I have things that I went down. I went down the Mandela effect, you know, a long time ago, and I went down a lot of the rabbit trails that I think people are going down. And what I've learned to do, man, is just let people go on their journey, but walk with them. You know, and I don't know why there's so many doors that shut on us when they say, oh, man, you don't believe in the Old Testament? Get the fuck out of here. And you're like, wow, dude, I thought we were both flat earthers.
Yeah.
Hell, there's flat earthers that think vaccines are good. Don't get
That's started crazy.
On that. Dude, I cannot even handle that nonsense. But on that note, man, I want to let you go, man. So I came on here to support you. I want to hang out with you one day.
Definitely.
And, go flat earthing. And we'll be in Pennsylvania on December 8th out there with Flat Earth 101 in their group and waking people up there. So what I try to do is if there's a flat earth event that's within 8 hours, I try to go and hang out with people, man, at Flat Earth.
Yeah.
So hopefully you and I will be able to do that. Hopefully you'll win the millions, man.
Yeah.
somebody will call you up and say, man, I really like your show. Let me give you some cash.
Yeah, maybe Ed McMahon will show up at my door with a giant check and balloons.
Don't even get me on that, because I know when I first went down the Ed McMahon trail, I was like, dude, I can't believe it. I can't fucking believe it, dude. And I would tell people, man, so there are many things of the Mandela effect that I don't subscribe to. But that's a pretty fucking hard one not to.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, so let's say the Mandela effect is not true. They sure punked our asses with the Ed McMahon, because I just, You know, I can't shake
Ed McMahon's from Lowell. He's from here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ed McMahon's from fucking Lowell, Ernest. Everybody knows he worked for Publishers Clearing House.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there you go. That would mean that we need to look at Ed McMahon's ethnicity and see if he drank orange juice.
All right.
Okay.
If you look at it and that's the case, then you're like, yo, that dude worked for who we said he did. And you case, well, let's look it up right there, man. Who knows, man?
I don't know. We'll skip going down that road right now.
Dude, oh my God. Yeah, dude. He drinks orange juice. Holy shit. Oh, yeah, dude. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It's over. It's over. That's all you have to do is just say, dude, Ed McMahon drinks orange juice. Case closed. You know? you can't even fucking argue. Wow, dude.
All right, so we're going to sign off, but I want to thank you, Ernest, for coming on. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. You're listening to the My Awakening series, episode number 17. I will have another interview coming Thursday morning at 11 a.m., and I know that sounds crazy, but I'm interviewing Stasha Erickson, and she is in Norway, and she's actually an author on the Mandela Effect, and we're going to talk about some other stuff. And make sure you check out, guys, my shows every Saturday at 2 p.m. with Gloria, who's in the chat, Gloria Cannata. She's usually on, and Paul Knight. We talk about Flat Earth. We talk about all these topics that me and Ernest touched on today, 9/11, whatever. We talk about all of it. Thank you, Ernest. Appreciate it, man.
Take it easy, man. Have a good one. I'm off to the wives. So
all right. Good night, everybody. See you guys Thursday morning, 11 a.m. My Awakening with Stasha, episode 18. Thank you, guys. We had an awesome turnout tonight. I appreciate it. And make sure you guys research everything, okay? Don't be one topic guy, because then you'll suck.